retirement. Have a seat in the floor chair.
All right. Put your hands up a little bit. Have a seat.
Spread your feet out.
Do not think about getting up, right, buddy?
Death has come to your little town, Sheriff. You can either ignore it or you can stop it.
No. Be afraid.
I see dead.
Be very afraid.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
I like to dissect girls.
I'm your number one fan.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
They will say that I have shed innocent blood.
There's nothing to worry about.
What's blood for?
I just can't take no pleasure in killing.
If not for shedding.
You're gonna be just fine.
Just something you gotta do.
She just goes a little mad sometimes.
They'll see and they'll know and they'll say.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
But she wouldn't even have a
thigh. You want to know what happens to an eyeball when it gets punched?
I think they are watching. They're seeing.
You got any idea how much blood jets out of a guy's neck and his throat's been slit?
Do you know what the most frightening thing in the world is?
Hello?
Darling? Light of my life.
Oh, yeah.
Here.
There will be blood.
I said, I'm not gonna hurt you.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
I'm just gonna bash your brains.
It rubs the lotion
on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Alright, how you doing, Nick? You alright? Gotta be able to speak so I can hear you. Alright, I just need to ask you, really, your name and date of birth, just to confirm I got it right, and then I'm going to see if you want a glass of water or something. What's your first name? Come on, Nick. Huh?
Nicholas.
Spell it for me.
Okay.
Come on, I'm old. You got to talk so I can hear you. N-I-K.
Yes.
O.
L.
Okay. A-S. And what's your middle name?
Jacob.
Come on, man. Speak so I can hear you.
Jacob.
Jacob. J-A-C-O-B.
Yes.
And what's your last name?
Cruz.
Okay. Again, man, unless you want me to sit in your lap because you're talking so quiet, you're going to have to speak so I can hear you. Let's get a little closer to the table so me and you can communicate. What's your date of birth? Okay, you need to relax, because I'm the last detective or policeman you're going to have to talk to. So right off the bat, that should be somewhat comforting to you to know that I'm the last guy you got to talk to. But the thing about it is, look at me. I got to be able to hear you. Okay? So all I want to do is get basic information from you, and then we'll get into the, you know, whether you want a glass of water, all that stuff. Nothing I'm going to do is going to be confusing. I just need to get your date of birth off the top of my head. What's your date of birth?
January?
09 September?
24.
What is it?
24.
94.
98.
And how old does that make you? 19. Okay. All right. Let me do this. You want cold water? You don't know if you want cold water? It was hot out there. I know I'm going to get a cold water. So if I come back with a cold water...
I don't deserve it.
Whether you deserve it or not, do you want a cold water?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm going to bring in two because I want one. It was hot. And if you decide you want to have it, that's fine. But, you know, again, I want you to understand, you know, I'm the last guy you're going to have to talk to. You know, what's happened has happened. But now me and you have got to kind of communicate so I can hear you. And again, I'm going to ask you, you know, things about background and, you know, things about what happened. Okay, but you gotta relax and, you know, I'll bring you in some water. You sure you don't want something to eat? Okay. 19 years old. Where were you born? What city?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you know what state?
Florida.
Have you lived down here your whole life?
Yes.
Okay. But you don't know what city? You don't know what hospital? Okay. All right, so you were definitely born in Florida. Okay, let me go get those waters, and I'll be right back. Okay? Of course, I have so many different keys. All right, I'll be right back. If they're not bleeding anymore and you want them off, we can pull them off. I'll get you a garbage can. You want them off? Let's put them on the corner. Throw them on the floor in the corner. All right, this one is mine, because I already opened it. This one's yours in case you change your mind. All right? All right. Again, I got to be able to hear you. I understand a little bit. People told me some of your, a little bit about your background. I don't know if any of it's true or not. Where, what? Yeah, I'm in the room at the moment, so. Okay, I'm going off the phone completely, so I'm turning it off. No. When you get down here, Walt's down here. He can tell you everything that's going on. But. All right. Okay. You know, again, some people have given me some background about you. I don't know if anyone's sure now. The address where you were staying at recently, do you know the house number and everything? Okay. You know what city it was in? All right, let me get close because I can tell I'm going to have a hard time hearing you. All right. Are you staying with a family member or a friend? Come on, you gotta relax, man. Because the questions I'm asking you right now are just your background questions. Okay? You know, I understand what we're gonna talk about is gonna be difficult. I understand that certain things are gonna be hard for you to explain to me. But you're the only one who can explain these things to me. Okay? All right, so I'm going to ask you some background stuff. It's real simple. You know, do you know what city you were living in the last, say, week or how long have you been living with your friend?
Four months.
Okay, I got to take notes because I'm old. What's your friend's name?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? You know him from where?
School.
Okay. And the school you know him from, again, some of these questions are going to sound stupid, but I need to know. What school do you know him from? From Douglas?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know his nickname or do you know, what do you call him?
Denome.
What is it?
Denome.
Denome?
Do you?
Yeah, of course. Again, I've already told you that certain people have given me background about you. I need to hear it from you whether it's true. You can't worry about, you know, who your friend is at the moment, because I'm just trying to find out where you were staying.
Is he okay?
What?
Is he okay?
Yes. I told you I was going to turn off the phone, and then I forgot to do it. All right. Is he okay? From what I understand, he's okay. But, again, I got to get a little background information, like where you're staying, your phone number. You know, some of the things I'm hearing out there, I need to know if it's true or not. Okay, so What name do you call him by?
Brother.
Brother? Okay. And is that, you've been staying there 4 months. Is that where you stayed last night at his house?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. Okay.
I can't remember anything.
Okay. Well, I think you can remember, but we'll get into that as we get into. Okay. I mean, again, as we get into this, what about your phone? Do you have a phone?
I lost it.
When did you lose it?
Today.
Okay. What kind of phone is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it a flip top, an iPhone, a Samsung?
It's a phone.
It's a phone. What's the number?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Nick, like I said, the questions are going to get a lot more difficult than what your phone.
I can't remember, dude.
Okay, but where, when...
I can't remember, dude. I can't.
Okay, Nick. Calm down. Okay. You've already been medically cleared. I know what's going to be talked about is difficult, but again, you don't remember your phone number. How long you had the phone? How long have you had the phone? Nick, the doctor's already looked at you.
Okay.
Okay, you're fine. You're not having any problems at the moment, and you're perfectly fine. So calm your breathing down, all right? And I want to believe certain things that you're going to tell me, but, you know, if we're getting where you're going to hyperventilate over a phone number, okay? All right?
All right.
So what's your phone number? Huh?
954.
Okay, 954.
821.
821. Calm down. Take a deep breath.
107.
107.
107.
What is it?
107.
Okay, there's one
two
more.
20. 20.
Okay, 954, 821.
200.
1007. And again, going back to what kind it is, do you know if it's an iPhone, a Samsung?
I don't know.
How long have you had? Every kid knows what the phone is, man. I got kids your age.
Ever since my mother died.
I know, I heard about that. That's what I was going to talk about next. All right. So, but you had it since your mom died. How long has your mom passed? Okay. This
November.
Year or last year?
November.
November? Okay. Okay. When your mom passed, were you living with her?
Yes.
Okay. What city was that?
Parkland.
Parkland? Okay. Remember the address?
No.
No? Who else stayed with you in Parkland with your mom back in November?
My brother.
What's your brother's name?
Zach.
Zach? Is the same last name as you?
Yes.
What's his middle name?
I think Roger.
Huh?
Roger.
Okay. What's his phone number?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you have him in your contacts, right? Do you get along with your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Is he older or younger than you?
Younger.
Younger? How much younger?
1 year.
Huh? 1 year. So he's 18? You remember his date of birth? When's his birthday?
This year, this month.
Okay, so February?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember what day?
No.
Okay. What was your mom's name?
Linda.
Linda? Cruz?
Yes.
And I know it's probably very difficult to talk about your mom, but when she passed, what'd she pass from?
Pneumonia.
What was it?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia? Okay. Again, people told me that on the scene. I want to make sure it was true. Now, your dad's passed too? What was your dad's name?
Roger.
And how long ago did your dad pass?
Huh?
How long ago did your dad pass away?
When I was a kid in 2005.
2005. Okay.
I think 2004, 2005.
Okay. When he passed, what did he pass from?
Heart attack, I think.
Heart attack. Okay. Look, again, you have to understand, we're going to talk about some things here, and I know what happened today. It's hard. I understand what happened to your parents is hard. But the only way for you to make me understand is for you to be able to talk to me and tell me about this. Okay? All right, because, you know, I can talk to all the people in the world and I can watch all the videos in the world, but I only can talk to you to hear from you what was going on with you. Okay? All right, I'm going back to Brother. I know you don't want to get him involved in anything. I'm not trying to get him involved in anything. Do you know what city he lives in or not? I just want to see, you know, before me and you really start talking, that you understand what we're talking about. I mean, what city do you live in? Tamarack, Coral Springs, Parkland? If you don't want to give his name to protect him, I already know his name, but that's fine. I understand that. I understand people want to protect friends sometimes, but what city do they live in? Okay. All right. All right. Why don't you have a glass, a sip of water? You don't want it? Okay. All right, let's talk about your background. You went to Douglas. How far did you go in school? How many grades did you graduate?
I started 4 years ago there.
Okay, well, what grade did you get to? 10th, 11th?
10th or 11th.
Okay, you didn't graduate though, right?
No.
When was the last time you attended either school at Douglas or anywhere else?
To a lot of schools.
Okay, when was the last time you went to school? You go to school at all this week?
No.
Okay, when was the last time you went to school?
No.
This year?
No, I went this week.
Okay, where did you go to school at? What school?
I don't think it's a school.
Okay, what is it?
Alternative school.
Okay, what's it called?
I don't know.
Okay, what city is it in?
Oakland, I think.
Oakland Park?
Oakland.
On Oakland Park Boulevard or Oakland Park?
I think in Oakland.
Okay. All right. So the last grade you went to, Douglas, you think was 10th or 11th. When was that, this year or last year?
3 years ago.
3 years ago? Okay. Were you a good student when you were there?
Somewhat.
Well, what kind of grades did you get?
B's and C's.
That's not bad. B's and C's are good. All right. They said you were in the ROTC too. Is that factual or is that just somebody telling a story? Were you in the ROTC?
Yes.
Okay. How long were you in the ROTC?
2 years.
2 years? Okay. All right. Now, again, I never met you before. You never met me before. I don't know anything about drug use. You do any kind, are you on any kind of prescription medication?
No.
No? Have you been to a doctor for anything recently other than today at the emergency room? No?
Just a finger broke.
You broke your finger? When was that? Huh? When was that? When did you break your finger?
4 to 5 weeks ago.
4 to 5 weeks ago? All right, so you went to a doctor for that?
Yes.
Okay, you're not on any painkillers now or anything like that?
No.
Okay, when your mom passed away, they didn't put you on any kind of depressants or anything like that? No. Have you ever seen a doctor about any kind of depression or anything? No? Okay. How about, you know, and again, I'm not the drug police, but I gotta ask you, you do any kind of street drugs, you smoke marijuana, anything like that? If you did, it's okay to tell me. I'm not the street, I'm just getting background on you. You do any kind of drugs? What kind of drugs do you do?
A lot.
Huh? No one knew
about it.
I can't hear you.
No one knew about it.
No one knew about it, but me and you were talking and the other one wasn't going to know about it. So what kind of drugs were we talking?
Xanax.
Xanax?
Marijuana.
Marijuana? What else?
I tried killing myself with ibuprofen and...
Okay, when was that? When did you try killing yourself?
2 months ago.
Okay, did you actually go to the doctor, or where was that at, and how'd you do it?
I snuck out of house.
Okay.
You're Walgreens.
Okay, you're still staying at a brother's house then?
Yes.
Okay.
You snuck out the house, you went to Walgreens, what happened?
Bought ibuprofen, Advil.
Okay.
Went back, took it, drank a lot of water.
Okay.
Went to bed.
Okay. How many did you take?
All of it almost.
What now?
I don't know how many pills, I just took a bunch.
Okay, a bunch. All right, you went back to bed, you drank some water, what happened there?
Heart started hurting, stomach started feeling bad.
Right.
Went to the bathroom, threw up.
Okay. Okay, you never had to go to the doctor, the emergency room, or anything like that? Is that the only time you ever tried to kill yourself?
No.
Okay, what other time did you try to kill yourself?
I drink a lot.
Drinking too much alcohol, I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Alcohol poisoning? When was that?
A couple years back.
A couple years ago? So it was before your mom passed?
Yes.
The ibuprofen was after your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever end up at the doctor with the alcohol poisoning?
No.
What did you do on that one? How'd you try to do that?
Slept it out.
You slept it out? How much did you drink?
Vodka.
Vodka? All right. The most recent
tequila.
One. Tequila.
Wine.
Huh. And that was when you were staying at your mom's house?
Yes.
Okay. The one with the ibuprofen, what were you depressed about?
Everything.
What in particular?
Mother.
Mother passing away? Okay. That's understandable. What else? Anything? I mean, have you worked anywhere? Where are you working at?
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree? How long you worked there?
2 years.
2 years? Which one? What city?
Parkland.
Parkland? What do you do for them? What kind of job?
Cashier.
Cashier? So you go to school during the day and you work at night, or you go work at night and go to school, or you work it during the day and go to school at night? Which one do you do?
Go to school in the morning.
Okay.
From there.
Okay. So you've been able to hold down a job for 2 years. That's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Other than Dollar Tree, where else did you ever work?
Lawn mowing.
What?
Lawn mowing.
Lawn mowing? Oh, okay. All right, when you tried to kill yourself with alcohol, your mom was still alive. What were you depressed about back then?
Loneliness.
Loneliness?
Loneliness.
Friends? No friends? Or what kind of loneliness? I mean, everybody gets lonely.
Solitude.
Solitude? You don't have a lot of friends?
No.
Okay. Today, when I say today, starting from last night when you went to bed to this morning, did you do any kind of drugs at all? Any Xanax, any marijuana, anything like that? No? Okay. All right. I always ask these questions because I don't know you, man. Crazy question. Where are you at right now? Do you know, are you in or what kind of building you're in? Do you know what I do for a living? I'm a police detective. You know that?
No.
Okay, well, I'm a police detective. All those guys that escorted you coming down in the car, in the uniforms, you know what they are?
SWAT?
No, they're police officers. You recognize the uniform as a police officer?
Yeah.
See my badge there? Can't see it past my big stomach, but my name is John Curcio, and I'm a detective for the sheriff's office. So what I did is I got a lot of background on you, and I can tell right now that you understand that this is a police department, and I'm a police officer, okay? All right, so one of the things I want to do is we need to start talking about what happened and why it happened. Have you ever been in trouble before where you've been involved with police officers?
Yes.
What was that all about?
Shooting animals.
Shooting animals?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
Chicken.
And what city was that in?
Parkland.
You get arrested for it, or they take you home? What happened?
They came to the door.
Okay.
Asking if we had guns.
Okay, was this when you were staying with your mom or with
you? When I was, it was a long time ago.
Oh, how long time ago?
6 years ago.
Okay, so when you were like 13, when you were a juvenile? Okay, so did they actually arrest you? You were shooting, you shot a chicken? What'd you shoot the chicken with?
Pelican.
Pelican? Okay, is that the only time you've ever been in any contact with the police?
No.
What else? What other contacts you had with the police?
Riding bike.
Riding bikes?
Yes.
Motorbikes or regular bikes?
Regular bikes.
Okay, you never got arrested though? Did you ever get any of those civil citations or tickets or anything like that? Alright, so you've never really been in any kind of trouble, right?
Okay.
Never been to detention center as a juvenile, never been to jail, you even drive a car? Do you have a license? No? You ever had a license? Okay. Alright. What I gotta do is before we start talking about what happened today and again the reasons why it happened, I gotta read you what's called your rights. With all these contacts you've had with the police, which are very, very minor, have you ever had your rights read to you before?
No.
No. Okay, they're really easy. I'm gonna pull out a little card in my wallet. And what I do is as I read these, I stop at each one and ask
you.
You
don't deserve it.
I understand you're going to feel that way, and you can tell me all that once we get past that. But when I read each one of these to you, what I ask for you is a yes, no, or I don't understand answer. If you don't understand what I read to you, then we'll reread it so you can understand it. But I can tell you're smart enough to understand, you know, these are pretty basic things. All right, so the first one is, before I ask you any questions, I want to advise you of your rights under the law. Do you understand that I'm a police officer?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I already told you I'm a police officer. I showed you my badge. Okay. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? You don't understand that?
No.
Okay. I'm going to read it again. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? That means as I get done doing all these, if I ask you a question and you don't want to answer that question, you don't have to answer it. I'm not going to force you to answer any questions. So do you understand that one? Okay. All right. You have the right to remain silent. That means you don't have to talk to me at all. That is, you need not to talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Basically, if you don't want to talk to me, you say you don't want to talk to me. And I can't force you to talk to me.
Okay.
So do you understand that?
I guess.
Well, I can't guess. It's yes, no, or I don't understand, but we're going to read it one more time. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? That means if you answer a question, it's because you want to answer it, not because I want you to answer it. It's because you want to answer it. Do you understand that? You gotta say yes, no.
Okay.
Say it one more time so I can hear you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Should you talk to me, anything you say can and may be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand that?
Court of law?
Yes. What you're gonna say to me, I can repeat as a matter of the investigative record of this case. So if this goes over to a court of law, then whatever you're and me are going to talk about, I can repeat. So you, should you talk to me, anything you say can and may be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just rephrase that for you. If you say something good, I'm going to repeat it. If you say something bad, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to tell the truth as to what our conversation is. So, whatever you say, I'm going to repeat. And it could be in a court of law. Okay. So, you understand that one? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You have the right to talk to an attorney before talking to me and to have an attorney here with you during questioning now or in the future. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. If you cannot afford to retain your own attorney and you want an attorney, one will be appointed for you before we ask you any questions. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you decide to answer the questions now without an attorney present, you'll still have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to an attorney. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, those are your rights. Knowing and understanding your rights, as I've explained them to you, are you willing to continue talking to me without an attorney present? You can't just shake your head.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've met a lot of police officers before me, and I'm the last one, like I told you. Have any other policemen read you what I just read you? Okay.
No.
And did you ever say anything to them that you didn't want to talk to?
Afraid.
You were afraid, but did you say you didn't want to talk to anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. Come on, water. All right. It was hot out there today. I know you made some comments about different things that have been going on. You said you were lonely. Today, when you obviously went up to the school, do you remember how you got up to the school?
No.
Okay.
It's blank.
Okay. Just remember one thing as we go into this. There's certain things I know, and I don't want you to get, you know, to the point where you think I'm being hard on you, but schools in particular got cameras everywhere. So I can see what happened, but I can't know what happened from your point of view until you tell me. So, you know, again, you want to keep saying to me, I don't deserve it. So, to me, that means you have some form of remorse. You know, you can't change what happened. I can't change it either. I wasn't up there with you, and I wish I could change it, but I can't. But the thing about I don't deserve it is to start off telling me what happened, and then we talk about why it happened, and then we go from there to try to understand why it happened. So when you say I can't remember, for you not to believe you deserve it, you remember. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't say that if you didn't remember what happened.
Okay.
So come on. All we gotta do is start off. Even if in your mind you're gonna tell me something you think is gonna shock me, you need to tell me it. So, again, I'm just asking a very simple question, is how you got to the school, if you remember. Okay, somebody talk up to me so I can hear you.
Yeah.
So what's the address? I'm not going to get your friend in any trouble, but I just need to know you know what your address is.
I don't know the address.
Right. Yes. Okay, you got to keep your head up, man, because I have a hard time hearing you.
Sorry.
No problem, you have to apologize.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Come on. Keep your head up. I know it's hard. If you want the water, that's fine. You want something to eat or not?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll be right back. I just want to print out that map. So, because I've, like I said, it's a long time since I've been up there, too. And I want to make sure I know exactly what we're talking about. I'll be right back. Thursday. All righty. Got the little map. I don't know how much it's going to help us. Well, let me sit back down. See if I can figure it out. How long have you had that gun?
A year or two.
A year or two? Did you buy it yourself?
Yes.
Where'd you buy it at? I mean, you're 19, right? So, did you buy it from a gun store or did you buy it from a friend?
Gun store.
A gun store. How much you pay for it?
$560.
Do you remember the name of the gun store?
No.
Do you remember what city it was in?
I don't know.
Was it in Broward County or Dade County or Palm Beach? I mean, you can remember the price, so remember what
Margate.
Margate? Okay. Is it like a pawn shop or a real gun store? Got a lot of guns? Okay. Did you buy all the magazines there? Where'd you buy the magazines?
Online.
How much did you pay for them? How much?
200.
200? For all of them or what? Each of them?
Each of them.
Each of them? And how many do you think you... How many think you had?
I don't know.
Okay. But when you bought the gun in Margate for $560, how many magazines did it come with? The little 5-round magazine or did it come with one of the big ones?
30-rounder.
Came with a 30-rounder? Okay. Did you buy any other guns there? No. Is that the only gun you've ever owned? Other than the pellet gun you shot the chicken with? Have you ever owned any other guns?
Yes.
What kind of guns have you owned in the past? Any other rifles? Any other handguns? Okay, so you had other rifles. That gun you've had how many months, you think?
2 years.
3 years?
2 years.
2 years? Have you ever taken it out to the range and fired or anything? Or was today the first day you ever fired it?
I shot in my garage.
You shot in your garage? In whose house? Your mom's house? How many times did you shoot in your garage?
2 times.
Just 2 bullets or 2 different occasions?
2 bullets.
What were you shooting at?
The ground.
You shot the gun in the garage on the concrete?
Yes.
It didn't bounce all over hell and creation?
No.
Did it go into the concrete?
Yes.
Wow. You ever take it to the range or anything like that? Have you ever fired a gun like that before in the ROTC training? No? Have you ever fired a gun like that ever with anybody? Any friends or anybody else like that? What made you choose out of all the guns to want to buy an AR-15?
Cool looking.
Okay. Now when you bought it, I mean, it was a legitimate purchase. They gave you a receipt and everything, right? So you bought it legally, right? Did you fill out those forms and everything? Okay, you remember those forms? Okay. All right. Now, 3 years ago when you went to Douglas, and obviously you stopped going there, why did you stop going there?
My depression worsened.
Your depression worsened? And what was going on? Did you just stop school on your own, or did some incident happen where...
Yes, some incident.
Well, what was the incident that happened?
Fought a kid.
You fought a kid? You remember the kid's name?
Ian Shingle.
Ian Shingle? And did you guys both get in trouble for the fight, or...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what did they do? Suspend you?
They suspended me.
Okay. And what happened from there? After you got suspended, did you go back to school?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened? Why'd you stop going there then?
Felt embarrassed.
You felt embarrassed because you got suspended, or you felt embarrassed because of why?
Because of the fight.
Okay. Well, what was embarrassing about the fight? What were you guys fighting over?
A girl.
A girl? Well, what was embarrassing about it? I mean, did Ian get the better of you? Was that what was embarrassing, or
yes.
You just... You had the better of you? Okay. Now, you said you didn't have a lot of friends when you were at school. Who was the girl? What was her name?
Emily.
Was she his girlfriend? Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? So what were you guys fighting over?
Talking.
That he was talking to your girlfriend?
Okay.
All right, so you go back to school. What ends up happening? You just stop going to school out there, or you got into more problems?
Got into more problems.
What was the more problems?
Failing class.
Okay.
Not going to school.
Okay. And this is all while your mom was still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Did there come a point in time where you just stopped going there, or they expelled you?
Or I just stopped going, and then transferred me.
They transferred you? When they transferred you, was that upsetting to you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you got transferred, were you still going out with Emily?
Stopped talking.
You stopped talking to her after the fight, or when you started having these bad grades?
After bad grades.
So other than the gun being cool, why did you need a gun like that? Just because you wanted it?
To feel safe.
To feel safe? Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit. All right, you go to the hospital, the doctors clear you, and you're talking about demons. What are the demons?
The voices.
Well, tell me about it. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Okay. And how long has that voice been going on?
Years.
Okay. When did it start, you think? When your mom passed?
It started getting worse when my mom passed.
Okay. Did it start how many years before your mom passed, you think?
When my father died.
Okay. Did you ever tell anybody about the voice? Never? And what does the voice say to you? Well, what does it tell you to do?
Burn, kill, destroy.
Okay, burn, kill, destroy what?
Anything.
Okay, but have you ever burned, killed, or destroyed anything? What have you burned, killed, or destroyed?
Burned, just fire, just set fire.
To what?
Pit. In the pit, fire.
Oh, a fire pit. Okay, well, I mean, the voice told you to burn something, you built a fire in a fire pit. What's destructive about that? That's what fire pits are made for. What else did the voice tell you to do that's...
Kill animals.
Okay, have you ever killed animals?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
Birds.
Birds? Wild birds or people's
birds.
Pets? How do you kill them?
Birds.
How do you kill them?
Wait for them, kill them.
Oh, can't catch them, so how are you waiting for them?
Out in the grass, wait for a bird to come up.
There's no way, man. I'm a bird lover. There's no way. You can't catch a bird, Holmes.
No, I mean like...
With a pelican? Oh, okay. Where's your pelican?
It broke.
Okay. All right, so the voices tell you to herd animals and start fires in the fire pit. All right, you never told anybody. You never told your mom? You ever told your brother? You told Zach about it. All right, now I asked you earlier what Zach's phone number was. Do you really remember it or not?
No.
Where's your phone at now? Was it on you when the police stopped you?
No.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I lost it.
But is Zach's phone number in your... No?
I don't
when was the last time you spoke to Zach?
Last month.
Okay, where's he living with? Who's he living with? You're staying with your friend brother. Who's he staying with?
I don't know.
You don't know? When you talked to him last month, did he tell you who he was staying with?
No.
Is he staying with some kind of relative?
Family friend.
Family friend? You know the family friend's name?
I'm trying to remember.
All right, well, you think about that while we're talking. Because other than Zach, who else have you told about this voice?
No one.
Okay. And I can't remember, did you say you told your mom before she passed? No? Okay, so Zach's the only one you ever told. How about Emily? Did you ever tell Emily about the voice?
I think I did.
You think you did? You're not sure, though?
Not sure.
You know Emily's last name?
Brenner.
Brenner? Okay. Is she still a student out there?
Huh?
Is she still a student out at Douglas?
She doesn't go to Douglas.
She doesn't go to Douglas anymore? All right, so let's talk about the last couple days. When was the last time you heard the voice?
Yesterday.
What time was it yesterday?
It was at night.
Okay. And where were you at?
Work.
You're at work? So you're at Dollar Tree. And what's the voice telling you? to hurt people? Hurt people at Dollar Tree or hurt people?
Hurt people in general.
Okay. Doesn't say specifically who? All right. So what happens? Do you hear the voice this morning or no? Hey, what's the voice saying this morning? Okay, let's talk about it. Did the voice didn't tell you to take Uber, right?
Yes, it did.
It did?
Yes.
The voice said take Uber.
The voice isn't me.
You're the voice. There's no.
In here.
Okay, it's in your head.
Yes.
What is it, a male voice or a female voice?
Male.
Male? Can you tell how old the voice is?
My age.
Okay. Do you have a good voice too, or just a bad voice? Is there a voice inside you that says, do good things? No?
It's always bad.
Can't be. You held down a job for 2 years. If you were doing things bad, you wouldn't be able to hold a job down for 2 years, right? Okay. I mean, look.
It's me and then my bad side.
I understand. Everybody's got a, quote, good and bad side. There's people...
No, it's a voice. The voice isn't here. And then it's me. It's just regular me. Just trying to be a good person.
Okay. But obviously, again, when you say it's a voice, it's you. It's all you. The voice is you as well.
Yeah.
The voice didn't force you to do anything, right?
No, the voice did. It's two voices. Uh-huh. If there's one half, that's the good, and then the bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, the voice tells me to go to lunch and not pay for my meal, but I pay for my meal because I know that's the right thing to do, right? You've asked... 2 or 3 times to me today that you don't deserve stuff. I understand that. But the bad side is you as well. Everybody's got a good and a bad side. You know? Do you have any other family members, like uncles or aunts or anything?
Yes.
Where do they live?
New York.
New York, or what city in New York?
I don't know.
Upstate or the big city? Or?
In New York. That's all I know.
When your mom passed away, why didn't any of your relatives take in?
No will.
No will?
No.
What does that mean?
Living will.
Yeah, but I don't have to have a living will if my sister's kids die. I'm going to take them in and help them out. Was somebody helping you financially other than yourself pay your bills? Were any of your relatives sending you money? So you're paying all your own bills yourself? I mean, you're 19.
Mom's money.
Oh, your mom's money when she passed? Was it insurance money or what she had in the bank?
I don't know. Okay. It was just there in the bank.
Okay, so it's like an account she had?
Yeah.
Does Zach have access to that too?
I try to give him to have access.
All right, so you do the finances and try to help Zach out as well?
Yeah.
Now, when you were going to school at this alternative school, what kind of classes were you taking still? When you weren't depressed, what did you want to be when you got out of
school? A ranger.
A ranger? An army ranger? Did you ever apply, fill out any paperwork to try to go to the army?
I took the ASVAB, failed.
Okay, why'd you fail?
Because I was stupid.
You what?
I'm stupid.
You're stupid? Okay, were you going to take it again?
I was afraid to take it.
Okay, but you had aspirations to do something with your life. You wanted to be that's a hell of a thing to want to be, an Army Ranger. So, when you were in school, how much school did you have left before you were going to get some form of a degree?
A long time.
Oh, come on, nothing's a long time. How much more class do you think you had? How many credits do you think you needed?
15.
15? That's high school credit to get a high school diploma or college?
High school.
Okay, so you never got a GED or anything?
No.
Okay. Now that gun that you bought, did it, you know, again, I know you know a little bit about guns. Did it have any kind of special laser sighting on it? Or none of the red dots or the aim point or anything like that? What's your Facebook? Do you have a Facebook? Do you have a Twitter? I don't know half the stuff you guys got. And that's on the phone that you lost on the campus?
Yes.
Instant meeting notes? What's your, again, you don't know what kind of phone it is. Does it have a passcode?
It's a finger.
A finger? What does that mean? Like a code? Oh, like, well, how many? Here. Well, let's see. I got my phone here. All right, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. Now, hold on a second. You got to do it on here because he's got to do the shape for me on the notepad. With pen. Oh, do it with your finger. So I can read your mini note. Okay, so that's 7 up to 3. That's it? That's it?
So.
Okay, so 7 up to 3 is your thing. That's it? But it's no, definitely no number or anything like that. Okay, so other than putting it on your notes, what time do you think you put it on your notes? This morning or last night?
I didn't expect this.
Okay, but when did you think you put it on the notes?
A week ago? Week 3.
I can't hear you, man.
3, 2, maybe a week ago.
What were you going to do a week ago?
Go to a park.
Which particular park?
I didn't decide.
Okay, like a park. What kind of park? Just a
any park.
Any park? And what, I mean, you're going to start shooting people at the park?
Yeah.
And did you have a city picked out for what park you wanted to do? No? What
I didn't want to do it.
What kept you from doing it?
My bad side. The demon.
No, but what stopped you from doing it at the park? If you were...
I don't know.
You did it 3 weeks ago, the note, but then you didn't do it at the park. So why do you think you didn't do it at the park?
Fuck, I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know.
When you had that gun, did brother know? Again, I'm not trying to get brother in trouble. Did you hide it from brother's family, or did they know you had it? Okay, because you legally bought it, but so you didn't hide it from anybody. Okay, and you only fired it a couple times in your mom's garage before she passed. You never been to the range with it at all. You said you were a coward.
Oh yeah. I am.
But you wanted to be an Army Ranger. Was anybody in your family in the Army?
I believe my father was in the Marines.
Marine? Okay.
I never met my real parents.
They're adopted?
I'm adopted.
Okay. How long have you known you're adopted? Your whole life? How long?
My mother told me.
When was that?
I can't remember what she told me.
Before or after your dad died?
After my dad died, but long time took for say something before I realized.
Okay. Well, that makes you feel that you're adopted. I mean, your family was always pretty good to you? Even though they weren't your biological parents, did they treat you like you were their kid? I mean, did they treat you good?
I think yes and no.
Well, what was the no? What they do that wasn't good?
Put me down.
Put you down what? Like, demeaning?
Just put me down, make me feel bad.
Okay, why'd they make you feel bad? About what?
That was crazy, stupid.
Okay.
Worthless.
Worthless. Is Zach their biological son? Or is he adopted too?
Yeah, we got adopted from the same mother, supposedly.
Okay, so you guys are biological brothers, but did they treat Zach the same way or just you?
Zach the same way.
Okay. Did they ever physically abuse you, beat you, slap you, do anything bad to you?
Mentally only.
Mentally only? And that was, they just made you feel stupid. Do you feel you're stupid?
Yeah, I am stupid.
Well, you said you were a B and C student, so I got bad news for you, pal. I became a homicide detective with C's, so if you're stupid, then I'm stupider than you. So, being a B and C student doesn't make you stupid. And Stoneman Douglas is a good school, so it's not like, you know, you're stupid. And again, I keep going back to the fact you held down a job for 2 years, so somebody thinks you're a reliable worker, because people don't pay you money to work in their business if they think you're stupid. So, huh?
It just felt bad for me.
Who felt bad for you? Dollar Tree?
Yeah. The workers.
Not even you believe that.
I do believe it.
That they kept you on because they felt bad for you. Why? You were working there before your mom passed away. Why did they feel bad for you? Did they know you before? I mean, you filled out an application, right?
My mother did it for me.
Okay, but they had to interview you. They didn't interview your mother for the job, right?
There was no interview.
Okay, so they just hired you outright.
It was like Christmas time. Okay. I filled out an application for me. Went to Dollar Tree. They saw me. They asked me a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
That was... But... Sad day.
Okay. Other than Emily, have you ever had another girlfriend since Emily?
No.
No? What were your feelings about Emily? She was a high school girlfriend, or she was the love of your life?
She was the love of my life.
All right. You ever talk to any other girls since then?
Yes.
Okay. Ever go out with any of them?
Yes.
Okay. So you've had other girlfriends since? You've been?
I scared them.
Okay. You ever take them out to dinner and all that stuff? Like,
I try to.
Okay. What do you scare them about?
I don't know. I don't know why I scare them.
Do they think you're stupid?
Probably now.
Probably now, but that's what you just said. But I'm talking about when they went out with you. They had to say yes to go out with you, right? No girl's going to go out with somebody who they think is stupid. So... Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. So, all this I'm stupid. You
stupid.
Got, well, in a term, you're stupid. I don't think you're mentally deficient. You made some poor decisions, obviously, but that doesn't make you stupid. Okay?
I
understand that. So, all this, the demon is because
to those who would tear the world down. We will defeat you.
This is our moment.
This is our time. To those who seek peace and security, we support you.
Yes, we can.
And to all those who have wondered if America's beacon still burns as bright, tonight we prove once more that the true strength of our nation comes not from the might of our arms or the scale of our wealth, but from the enduring power of our ideals, democracy, liberty, opportunity, and unyielding hope.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbow. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life.
Ask not.
Yes, we can.
What your country can do for you.
I have a dream.
Ask what you can do to your country.
My poor little children.
Yes, we can.
One day live in a nation.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression.
In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
That's how winning is done.
Welcome
to Public Access
America.
Yes, we can.
Now on Instagram
and SoundCloud.
He wanted to run out of that tunnel. My dad.
On Twitter,
prove
Apple Podcasts, the Stitcher Smart Radio,
Podable,
and more.
Yes, we can.
Public Access Public America. Access. History in the making.
Making history
in the making.
In the making.